Chapter 70. Having discharged my duty, sir, apostrophe said Mr. Pickwick to Mr. Nupkins, I will, with my friends, bid you farewell. While we thank you for such hospitality as we have received, permit me to assure you, in our joint names, that we should not have accepted it, or have consented to extricate ourselves in this way, from our previous dilemma, had we not been impelled by a strong sense of duty. We return to London tomorrow. Your secret is safe with us. Apostrophe, having thus entered his protest against their treatment of the morning, Mr. Pickwick bowed low to the ladies, and notwithstanding the solicitations of the family, left the room with his friends. Get your hat, Sam, apostrophe said Mr. Pickwick. It's below stairs, sir, apostrophe said Sam, and he ran down after it. Now, there was nobody in the kitchen, but the pretty housemaid. And as Sam's hat was mislaid, he had to look for it, and the pretty housemaid lighted him. They had to look all over the place for the hat. The pretty housemaid, in her anxiety to find it, went down on her knees, and turned over all the things that were heaped together in a little corner by the door. It was an awkward corner. You couldn't get at it without shutting the door first. Here it is, apostrophe said the pretty housemaid. This is it, ain't it? Apostrophe, let me look, apostrophe said Sam. The pretty housemaid had stood the candle on the floor, and, as it gave a very dim light, Sam was obliged to go down on his knees, before he could see whether it really was his own hat or not. It was a remarkably small corner, and so it was nobody's fault, but the man's who built the house. Sam and the pretty housemaid were necessarily very close together. Yes, this is it, apostrophe said Sam. Goodbye. Apostrophe, goodbye. Apostrophe, apostrophe said the pretty housemaid. Goodbye. Apostrophe, apostrophe said Sam. And as he said it, he dropped the hat that had cost so much trouble in looking for. How awkward you are, apostrophe said the pretty housemaid. You'll lose it again if you don't take care. Apostrophe, so just to prevent his losing it again, she put it on for him. Whether it was that the pretty housemaid's face looked prettier still when it was raised towards Sam's, or whether it was the accidental consequence of their being so near to each other, is matter of uncertainty to this day, but Sam kissed her. You don't mean to say you did that on purpose, apostrophe said the pretty housemaid, blushing. No, I didn't then, apostrophe said Sam, but I will now. Apostrophe, so he kissed her again. Sam, apostrophe, apostrophe said Mr. Pickwick, calling over the banisters. Coming, sir, apostrophe replied Sam, running upstairs. How long you have been? Apostrophe said Mr. Pickwick. There was something behind the door, sir, which prevented our getting it open, for ever so long, sir, apostrophe replied Sam. And this was the first passage of Mr. Weller's first love. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.